This is Wisconsin Public Radio on NPR One.
Kim Eng of the Miami Marlins became the first female GM in Major League Baseball last year. Then Bianca Smith was hired by the Boston Red Sox as the first black woman to coach for an MLB club. She was previously hitting coordinator for Carroll University in Waukesha. Megan Hart has more on two Brewers staffers who are part of a growing trend in Major League Baseball.
On April 1st, fans returned to American Family Field for the first time in more than a year, and the Milwaukee Brewers mounted a thrilling come-from-behind victory over the Minnesota Twins. Here's the call from Bally Sports Wisconsin.
And Arcia, a big bouncing ball. Kane's coming to the plate. It's gloved. The throw home. It's slide. He's safe. Ball game!
For Teresa Lau, it was a big day for another reason, too. It was the first time the athletic trainer heard her name announced as a major league staffer.
That's kind of where it hit me, where it really sunk in that I actually achieved this goal, and it's only the beginning for my career right now.
Back in 2017, she went looking for an internship in professional baseball after a male classmate landed one in Cleveland.
And I thought to myself, well, if he could do it, I could do it.
She ended up with the Boston Red Sox. The next year, she joined the Brewers as minor league physical therapist and then rehab coordinator. Now she works with players at the very top of the game, and she says they've made it easy for her to settle into her new role.
We travel together, we're family, we're in it together, and it could be a long, tough season, so we got to make sure we have each other's back.
Her advice for aspiring athletic trainers, master the basics and then make them your own. Lau says mentors have helped her along the way, too. They include Nancy Patterson, a former athletic trainer for the Los Angeles Dodgers, the first woman to hold the job in MLB history. And now, Lau is among a growing number of women who are breaking new ground in professional baseball, including her good friend, Sarah Goodrum.
The responsibilities in my new role as the hitting coordinator is I oversee the minor league hitting space.
She joined the Brewers in 2017. Now she's the first woman to oversee developmental hitting for a major league organization, though she says she never viewed her gender as a factor in her career.
It was like, if I want to do something, like, I believe in myself to be able to do it. And I'm also just thankful that I was able to join an organization that also believed in me, too.
She helped the Brewers create their sports science department before taking on her current role. Now she works with young players, from teenagers at the team's academy in the Dominican Republic to pros on the verge of their MLB debut.
Sometimes I have to pinch myself and realize like how cool it is that I get to help young athletes, you know, pursue their dreams of making it to the major leagues.
She says there's always a feeling out period when you work with someone new, but beyond that, it doesn't seem to make a difference to players that she's a woman. They know she's there to improve their game. And she's not thinking every day about what it means to be a woman in her job.
It's about controlling the controllable. And for me, what's in my control is, you know, how I treat people on a day in and day out basis, and making sure that I'm as prepared as possible.
It's a mentality she learned during her own time as a softball player. A couple hours northwest of American Family Field, Lauren Clowder plays the sport for Seymour High School. The Thunder won a state championship in 2019 before last season was canceled due to COVID-19. Now they're back on the diamond. And the Brewers fan says she's happy to see more women on the field during baseball games.
I think it's amazing. Like, I think that women are like really powerful and they're like an inspiration to a lot of people.
Her teammate Kylie Vanden Langenberg agrees.
Seeing women in sort of a man's workplace is always inspiring. You know, it makes me want to work a little bit harder for what I want to be and who I want to be when I grow up.
Both Lau and Goodrum say it's important to them to be good role models, and Goodrum offers this advice to girls who aspire to careers in men's professional sports.
You know what it's like to grow up as a girl and go through everything, and sometimes confidence can be lost, but it's the most important thing for a woman to have if they want to work in sports, in my opinion.
And now there are more women than ever showing what's possible. Megan Hart, Wisconsin Public Radio.